Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics,
and Drive Century.
If you want more information or want to partner with the brew,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew!
Hey, what's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions, and we are excited to be Brewing Solutions with you and this superstar right here, the one,
the only,
Ebron Simmons! This is...
my favorite people.
That's right. We are excited to have you. And one of the favorites of this event is you. You are on panels, you're on main stage, little rooms, and on our wee little podcast, you are giving us a little bit of time. We're excited that you are having some fun with us, but what is the energy like for you jumping from place to place and discussion to discussion, person to person? What has this whirlwind been like for you?
Oh, you know, I absolutely love it. And I think that I love the most about it is just the energy of the, talk about how we love the people, so about the people, about the people. Part of the reason I'm in all these sessions is I have a problem. I can't say no. I learned this. But I think that it's important for more dealers to get involved in the conversations. You know, I joke sometimes that I'm the dealer mascot. I feel like I'm there to bring the real life to what maybe a vendor's talking about or what they're trying to train and explain, and I can translate it into real world. And I tell my group a lot, I think the power that what makes me good at things is my ability to translate. To take what one person says and then put it in a way to everyone else that they can actually digest. If you start using some of these acronyms and big buzzwords, I mean, it just goes over. So you gotta bring it down in a way that they know it.
100%. It has to be a language, right? And you said it so right, the acronyms. At all levels, from a vendor to a dealer, from a dealer to their salespeople, and from their salespeople to the customer. You can't talk in acronyms to customers. They have no idea what a PEI, UCI, they don't know what all this stuff is.
Correct.
Even F&I, they just have an idea of what that is. So let's just speak what it is. We're going to go talk to a finance manager. Let's go talk. Let's get a pre-delivery inspection on your vehicle. We do used car inspections, whatever it is, they want to know that. When you use those words, though a little bit longer, it has more clout to people, especially the ones who don't speak dog car language, right? So it's really important. And then we get into the dealer level. We're talking about SVO. We're talking about all this, many acronyms.
About SGA, for CDP, AI. We can just go on
all this stuff.
On,
right? It seems like it's show. Easier to say that, but it's actually more difficult when you say that. Somebody doesn't get it. Now the next five words you say, they're trying to figure out what that meant.
Yep.
Before they even hear what you're saying. So
yep.
I'm
yep.
telling you, I think that you can put together a panel. If anybody can put together a panel, too. But yeah, you can put together a panel, and it'd be a 40-minute session of just, hey, come for acronym training. Everybody come. Learn these acronyms.
Hey, dealers. Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ! The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
At 110 today. So if you're watching this live, it's my session of solutions. I have 28 people going through all of these different things. You can come and just sit down and ask the question. Find out specifically what does that actually mean? Or maybe you need a strategy. Or the other thing that I personally find at a conference, there's a spot where I go with the intent to learn something at a session. And perhaps I go back to my room and I'm like, okay, I got this figured out, I'm going to do it, and then it doesn't work. Or there's a line of people trying to ask that person questions afterwards, and there's no time.
Right.
And then I try to go back and find you in this expo hall that's amazing, but typically the people at the station are salespeople, so they may not fully have the education yet to answer the question. So this session is literally so dealers can come in, sit down with vendors, sit down with other dealers, and ask questions and strategize. So that they can come back out here into this crazy world of the expo hall and actually get a strategy, a done deal, check mark.
I love that, and I think it's a great idea. I know a bunch of the people were in that panel, and you brought a lot of experts.
Yeah, that's one.
We got Aaron Sheeks, who's right here. He's the CEO of Up Your Cars. He's going to be on there, and Aaron has a wealth of knowledge, and that's just one person. There's so many to name, and the best part, what I love about that is that it's no one's in there. There are a lot of them are competitors in a lot of ways, but they're in there to share information for you dealers. It's important that we get you understanding what it is. It makes it easier for us to explain our products, right? So when we can educate and empower you, it's definitely going to make you feel so much more encouraged to go out and talk to vendors and be able to speak their language and not feel like you're dumb. I think ignorance is bliss, but also it's a reason why we get held back, right? I don't like to use the word ignorance saying like dumb dealers or even as vendors or even salespeople. What I'm saying is that we just don't know. It's simple, right? Like if we don't know, we just don't go. So if you do know, you'll start to go that way. So it's important that we go in this direction. It's not just for your dealership's help, it's for your community's help. They need people out there that are going to speak their language so that they can be. The worst thing in the world is when a customer comes in, has no idea what they're doing, but they're forced to buy because that's the only place that they know they can get it done. And then they leave and they feel like they had a very incomplete experience where they felt with question marks everywhere. So guess what? They're probably not coming back to your store the next time. So it's important that we keep speaking to people at the level where they can understand the words that we're speaking and know what it really is going to give them a benefit from. So I love that stuff. I'm glad that you're doing
this. And then I think there's also accountability. I think dealers, unfortunately, a lot of times because we don't take the time to pause and come and educate ourselves or come to these kinds of things. We're thrown to the wolves. You know, people come in and sell things and they don't know what questions to ask. They don't know how to hold the vendor accountable to what the expectations are. I think that's another level of it.
Absolutely.
The key point of it all is to also learn those things so that you're making sure you're getting what you're paying for. And you actually have a good strategy and a partner that really. I just got to say, like, I am so humbled by the fact that all these amazing people said yes. Right. I literally have the top dealer partners. I have literally the owner, the CEO, and the president. Of all the people who genuinely can change our industry, right? So if something's not working, they can actually go back and fix it. I think it's also very powerful is having that opportunity to say, hey, I didn't look at it from the dealer's perspective. I can now go back and make an adjustment in my product that will make their life simple.
Hey dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
Bingo.
And that's exactly what we're even doing in this booth. Speaking of getting what you paid for, the whole reason Pure Cars has us teamed up with them is to be able to convey that language of dealership talk to their people so that they understand what is being worried about, what is being the kind of the glitches or the snags inside of the business to get them saying, wait a minute, you mean they don't care about this? They do care about that,
right?
How would you go about talking to them about this? All of these different things are the intentionality that a car guy inside of a vendor business is now starting to say. They need to know what I know as a car guy, but I don't want to convey to them. And us, we're real boots on the ground. You take the time out of your busy dealership life to come out here to be intentional about learning, meeting people, having the conversations, and then conveying what it is that you're seeing. What do you feel is one of the biggest things that's happening right now with understanding that, yes, interest rates to still product supply, but what is the issue that right now is happening inside of stores that has dealers kind of reaching for help or shutting the door and just saying, we're going to just try to figure this out and get it handled? What do you feel like are some of the biggest things?
Well, I think there's a massive vibe of desperation right now.
Desperation? Come here. Corey. So we're going to interrupt. Corey Holder, jump up here.
She is the best. Like, I tell people this all the time. put it out there to all the universe. She is literally the human that pushed me out there, lifted me up. We talk about the people in this industry. She is the real.
Literally, every time I have a chance, and usually I always know that I'm probably going to get a message or a call from Lori about a week or two before an event. She's always trying to connect us with people. Like, she'll say, hey, Brett, what do you think about doing this or that? And I'm always like, yes. Anything that she goes with me, I want to take. Because she has a very good perspective. She sees what's going on out there. So we love you, Lori, so much. She's always connected us with you and so many others. And she's going to never stop doing that. And that's what makes her so special and such a great asset to our business. There's so many amazing women in this industry, folks. We need to talk about this. I'm so glad that there is more talk about it, but we need to keep going. Women like you and Lori, you guys make me so proud. And then we had Courtney sitting here a little bit ago, who's just a rising star, too. I'm so proud of all these women doing things and taking stages, putting panels together. And like Lou said, you are the master of getting people to get together to share information. Both. Here's the thing. The more that we give as vendors, the more that we give as dealers, the more that we give as people, the more that we're going to get back in life. It's not about the get back, but man, it feels good when you do get something back. When you're constantly putting good out, and then you get even just one little sip of good back, it's so worth it.
So here's the thing. Sales at the core, and this is something as I was doing sales training, and I'll get back to your question. Mm-hmm. At the core, I was telling everybody last week, I said, look, you have to give to get. I made them write it down, and it was like that every time we talk about the next little layer, I said, okay, you have to give to get. You haven't earned the right to ask for the sale until you've given enough, whether it's value or what have you. If I'm going to try to go acquire a vehicle out of service, I need to provide something to that customer first. Maybe offer a redelivery or even something as simple as a call. Like, those things go a long way.
Right.
But you don't just go in there and say, hey, give me, give me, give me. No, you need to earn the right. Get more. You have to give to get. And I think
I love that.
Even as vendors or any other relationship you have, even with our spouses, right?
Yep.
We have to give to get. And I just feel like that's, in one sentence, you can really strategize so much in your life just by living that.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
But in the stores right now, desperation. So you got a little bit of the negativity going on. A lot of people are very scared and skeptical. We just have an industry right now of people who don't have a lot of Like, there's so many people that just never have been through a massive economic pandemic, and it's creating a lot of fear, desperation, those kind of things. So now it's turn off presses, shut down, bury the country on one side. On the other side, okay, what do we have to do? Can we train? Can we do this? What if we're asking it to try and learn things?
Right.
The biggest thing that everyone really needs to do, take a deep breath. Right?
Yes.
Take a deep breath.
Yes.
Reset the nervous system. Sit down. Don't assume everyone's out to get you.
That's right.
Right? And then have a strategy and say, what is the most important thing that's going to help us right now? And it's the basics. Don't go buy the pines. There is no solution that says, I dug this in and everything's magically going to be better. There's no fairy dust out there. If you believe that there is, I am selling it. I'll give you a good price.
She's got a deal on it right now.
But there isn't. So it's all about the basics. The core basics, the sales fundamentals, and helping these guys have the right foundation. And then also the right mentality. And it's something that you guys do a great job with, but I don't even start training sales skills until I make sure that their mind is ready and open to actually. Because if they haven't walked off, you can't get through to train a brain that doesn't want to be trained.
You're 100%. It's you, the unwilling don't, they won't do it. They have to be ready for it. And you can find those people. That's like, to me, that's my hiring strategy. It's not necessarily the skill set, it's their mindset. If they have the right mindset through the questions that I ask and through the tasks that I ask them during interviews. I'm like, we have something here. I could teach them skill. I could teach them how to sell a car. I could teach them how to be a customer service rep. I could teach them how to do all these things. But can I teach them to have that want? To actually want to put people in front of themselves to be fulfilled instead of being transactional. I think that's a huge part of what we need to do. And that's why people like you leading the way, talking about this stuff and hearing that and knowing that if we do this, it's going to be better. It's, if we do this, the future of automotive, the future of people will be better. We need to teach the skill set at a young age, like in our homes, right? We need to make sure people understand that you only get your life to get out there. You'll never get back something just because you get lucky once in a while. But at the end of the day, if you do it all the time and you're consistent with putting love out there, you're consistently with just giving and knowing that the get back will be there, but just keep giving. Do it with love. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Shared with my whole team. I read a book in 2008 when the housing crash.
Oh wow! Yeah.
That was one of the hardest ones for us in Arizona because we got hit hard. And I had a team of babies, and they're mentally, they went from literally getting 4 to 5 bucks a day to 1 of every 4 or 5 days. And you want to talk about panic, right? And you start telling them, "Hey, let's do this, let's do that," but they're not mentally ready to try different things. They'd rather just stomp their feet and say,
but
as a team, we read the book and moved my team. As a team.
That was a great
one chapter every day, talked about it, changed the mind. And so this last week, as I was doing training, I said, look, I want you all to read it. If you've read it, read it again. It's a little book, so even those that hate reading, no big deal. And if you really hate reading, it's on Audible. So there's no reason not to. I like to read a lot. Not everybody does, but it is one that I think is so powerful right now to set the stage for being willing to try different things. There's still a lot of cheese out there.
Oh, is there?
We just have to change our strategy on how we're going to go about getting it. We can't just set back and wait for the cheese to come to us.
Exactly.
We now got to find it.
Find it. But if you can master both sides of that, be really good with the cheese that comes to you, but also be able to be a master of finding more cheese, your life will always be well-rounded. You'll always have business, a book of business. You'll always have clients coming to you. But it's important that we don't just rely on what others are giving us. Once again, it's about what we get. I want what people give me, yes. But I also want to go out and get my own. That's called fulfillment, right? That's called excitement. That's called growth. That's called living a life that gives you some financial freedom, my friends. And this business, this automotive industry that we're in, provides financial freedom, but only to the ones who put the work behind it, right? So put the work behind it. Do the right things and don't rest on your laurels. Don't expect the dealer to feed you. They're going to give you some. Find your own. If there's nothing better than sitting at the end of the month and say, hey, I sold 25 cars, but half of these were my own leads that I developed.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to
m1-data.com
to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew!
Come on now. Back to the show.
Well, and your own personal brand, right? You guys have done the most amazing job with that. You've literally built an amazing personal brand, and there's no reason that a salesperson inside of the dealership can't do that.
So with that, you're saying so much. It's so good. But with everything that we're hearing and we're cooking, whether it's a salesperson or it's leadership, each of them have a choice. We can choose to participate in the recession, in any calamity. Now, government coming in and saying you can't go to work, that's something we never seen. But in these positions that we're in any time, we're always telling people, hey, whatever the calamity was of this year, next year, we're going to have a whole new challenge. It's going to be a whole new thing. And we can decide where our attitude is. The understanding that we either feed our fears
We can encourage through education, grabbing that book, learning a little bit of something, becoming a little bit better at what we do, or we can keep feeding the big fear monster that's coming to attack us, it's coming to get us, right? But if you're in an education position where you're learning and you're encouraged, every time that you learn a little something, you're a little bit more encouraged, you feel a little bit stronger, you feel a little more ready to take on the day. Encourage your people, educate your people, and that will empower your people. Or you're just going to empower the big bad fear monster that is really just your decisions, our decisions, to sit still, to let it happen to us. And it's so freeing when you realize I don't have to be a part of that. You know what I mean? I don't have to do that.
And that actually, I'm getting ready to start my 27th year.
She's only 27 years old, though. How is that possible?
She's born into this.
You were born the day she started.
But I genuinely
came out with keys.
I genuinely love this business for exactly what you said. It was the one business I said I'm never going to get bored.
Yeah.
My effort and attitude will be my paycheck.
Come on.
Right?
I love this.
And so that's what this is all about. And that's why this is the best industry in the world, because I am basically my own entrepreneur without the risk of being an entrepreneur by being a partner.
Oh, so true. You are preaching what we preach to every salesperson we meet.
But speaking of paychecks, just real quick, because some people may not know, Dusty, we appreciate you watching, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he says
talking about us being
favorite humans. I love Sutherland. What's up, Dusty?
Yeah. But with that, because you do get to kind of do what it is to do, what is it that you do? You're in this position that the automotive industry is just now starting to really recognize they need it. Mm-hmm. I served in that role without having a title behind it, but help us understand what's the position that you do and why more dealers need somebody that's equipped like you.
You know, this is kind of a funny story. When I first went to One Auto Group, they were interviewing me for general manager. And I said, I'm not really interested in that kind of role anymore. And they said, really? And I said, yeah, let me tell you what you need. Mm-hmm. I lined out my job for them, said, this is you. They're growing. I have a company that's growing. They're adding more dealerships. They need to build internet departments. They need to understand marketing. They need somebody that can understand how these things work and speak the language of the general manager. And so I basically created this job, and they agreed with me. And so they said, okay, well, how about you come into the internet department for new stores, build it, let's get to know each other. And then 8 months later, they put me up for the group. Now I get the opportunity to have my hands in everything. Here's what I've come to realize. Because I've done so many different jobs in the industry, I know a little bit about a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about the I lean on the people who know a lot in one specific area because they can help me get it to the finish line. But I know enough to write.
You know enough to
hold accountability.
That's what a leader does. A leader surrounds themselves with people that are A in departments they're B's in, and then they use them to help. I shouldn't say use them. They apply them to be able to make it better for everyone. So when you do that, everyone feels elevated. Everyone feels fulfilled, like they've done, they're worth something, right? It's so massive. But like you said, knowing a little bit's really important in the position you're in. If you know enough to be able to ask the right questions and know if they're bullcrapping you or not, especially, right? That's massive.
And then strategize, right? Yes. Because I think a lot of times we stay so in one little area,
right,
and you don't realize how the baton passes from this department or this person to person.
Right.
Having enough knowledge where I can look at the whole spectrum, right? I'm not just looking at this one little piece. I'm looking at the entire spectrum to make sure that nothing's going to break as it's going through the whole process. Technically an operations manager, but more a strategy manager.
Which is... It entails all of that, really. And you know, I can see that. I can see yourself getting more involved. Like anything else, you stretch out, you've got this going, and you're like, oh, I could do more, right? And you are able to do more. And you're out, and you do so much, now you're sharing it with the automotive industry. So I want
to
thank you.
You have to give to get, my friend.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, but I want to thank you for all that you bring to the industry. I want to thank you for all the information and the way that you gather people together. You are a uniter,
yes.
Like Gloria, she's a uniter. You are just taking that role on, and I'm telling you, you are doing some big things. I'm very proud to be able to say, you're my friend. My wife thinks she's amazing too. So my wife has a great judge character. So no doubt.
You know what to do as we finish off one of these. We've got a fully focused block so we can keep growing. Folks, if you want to know more about this incredible solution, make sure that you reach out to her. Make sure that you blow her up after the show and let her know that you're encouraged. We can sit here and talk to her all day.
Oh,
she
yeah.
has such an incredible insight.
This is just literally like a little drop of the information she gives, guys.
This is a tiny shot, a little espresso shot, that's all. But one of the bigger shows that we've done so far while being here. But you are one of the superstars of this entire event that we're honored to take a few moments to be here.
I'm so humbled.
We're so thankful for you. Let's fly, everybody, on three. One, two, three,
again. Focus,
fly, and keep growing. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
I'm Berlin Arkstone, back here.
And I'm April Simmons here at Papa's.
Love it. She is the one.
The only
April Simmons. That's right, everybody. See you later. Be out.